sing number 20 in the camp songbooks. 20, Companionship with Jesus. Stand with me on the last verse, or as we sing verse 4, fine, let's do that. I know his sheltering wings of love are always o'er me spread, and though the forms may fiercely rage or come and free from dread, my peaceful spirit Oh,
wonderful, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, glory to Jesus, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, I praise you, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah.
First verse, one more time, number 20, the first verse. Oh, blessed fellowship divine, oh, joy supremely sweet, companionship with Jesus here makes life with bliss replete, in union with the purest one, I find my heaven on earth begun. Oh, wondrous bliss, oh, joy sublime, my Jesus with me all the time. Oh, wondrous bliss, oh, joy sublime, I've Jesus with me. Be seated. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Companionship with Jesus. Oh, blessed fellowship divine. Joy supremely sweet. Companionship with Jesus here makes life with bliss replete. In union with the purest one, I find my heaven on earth begun. Yes, I like that. Makes life with bliss replete. Walking with Jesus, united to Him, praise the Lord. And we have experienced that. I was blessed this morning. I'm so thankful to be here. I can really say already, my cup runneth over. My cup runneth over. When Brother Wade said that... That we say yes to the Lord, and we're going to do what we feel He's called us to do. We're accepting His will, and that's a great thing. But it's the next step to embrace that. And I liked what he said when I embraced it, I started to fly. That was so eloquent and expressive. Praise the Lord. Amen. And then you get thinking about what you said. And I've just been saying to the Lord about these promises to His servants. I've been saying, Lord, I am your servant. Lord, I am your servant. Fulfill these words in my life in greater way, Lord. Have your way. Have your way. Help me, Lord, to take your word, to claim your promises, to experience you in a fresh way, in a new way. Let us be refreshed and renewed, Lord, in our resolve to be wholly yours, to be filled with your Spirit. And so this morning I keep thinking about these promises and wanting to hold my heart wide open. I need God's Spirit. I need to be filled and refilled with God's Spirit to be renewed. I thought, Lord, Isaiah 44, I need your Spirit to stand for you as we had. I am the Lord's. I call myself by your name. I need my Spirit to stand up. I need your Spirit, the Spirit of Christ, in me so I will stand up for Jesus. And I need your Spirit, Lord, to work for you. It's all your work, but you choose to use your people, Lord, to serve in the interests of your kingdom. And so, Lord, you're the one who builds the temple, and you're the one who bears the glory, but you put your Spirit on. Remember Bezaleel? God put his anointing on the servants that built the tabernacle in the days of Moses. But Lord, we need your Spirit to serve you aright, to work for you and serve in the interests of your kingdom. And then, let's see, that was Zerubbabel. And then we went to Acts. I know you all heard this, but it's just been going over in my mind and heart. I need your Spirit, Lord, to speak for you. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your servants and your handmaidens I will pour out of my Spirit on my servants, God said, and they shall prophesy. So, Lord, touch these lips, cleanse these lips. Oh, Lord, fill my heart with your praise. Give me a heart that beats for your glory. And then give me your thoughts and your words and your unction. Fill me more and more with your Spirit. Lord, I am your servant. I am. So fulfill these words in me, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm so thankful that I grew up in the church that Sister Gerda calls home. And that's in New York, in case anybody wonders, in Brooklyn, New York. And I've known her for a long time, and she's been a great blessing in my life. And I was telling her again how I was here when they prayed for her. You know, that was the last time that Uncle Hans was at camp. I thought of the timing. That was the last time he was able to be here. I call him Uncle Hans. Hans Wallvogel, the founder under God of this work here at Pilgrim Camp. And that was the last opportunity, and I thought, wasn't that a wonderful thing that he was here to join the other ministers and send Sister Gerda forth? And I'm so thankful that she's here today. And I've asked her, as I told you, to lead us in our time of worship and waiting this afternoon. And she's ready to do that. And so I thank God for her life and ministry. She's welcomed me quite often now in Taiwan, too. And I've had wonderful experiences there with God and meeting his servants there and enjoying times in his presence, serving the Lord there, worshiping the Lord, and mostly in winter camp. That's the time of Chinese New Year. They have an annual retreat. They make a bigger deal out of New Year than we do. They close their shops and they have a great holiday, and it's lots of fun. If anybody wants to go over there for the Lunar New Year, at least it's been that way in my experience. But the best thing about it is this retreat, where we come together and seek the Lord. You know, once in a while, we've noticed some of the things that go on around us, but the greatest thing in all our lives is loving and serving and seeking and knowing and finding the Lord. So I'm so thankful for Sister Gerda. And enough said. Come, sister.